It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson. The tech industry grappled with some big moral issues this week. First, you had the fiasco around the former Google engineer who penned a manifesto riddled with sexism. You also had an email published in the New York Times where Netflix CEO Reed Hastings wrote to PayPal founder and Trump tech advisor Peter Thiel and said his support of the president was catastrophically bad judgment. Oh, and then there's the story of Airbnb. BuzzFeed reports that Airbnb is deactivating accounts of users planning to attend a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Professor Dana Fisher studies individual and corporate activism at the University of Maryland. We're going to talk to her about this. Dana, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
First question, I guess, is can Airbnb do this?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding is that companies can deactivate accounts for a whole series of reasons. And my understanding is that Airbnb has a specific, I believe it's something called like a community profile that everybody who is part of the Airbnb community has to follow. And the profile says that people will honor people of all colors, creeds, backgrounds, orientations, etc.
So is it good for business to make these political stands?
That's what we would call an empirical question. I mean, I know there's been this very large grab your wallet type campaigns, which have been targeting specific companies and asking people not to purchase from those companies. Nordstrom was hit with one of these grab your wallet campaigns. And initially there were reports that purchases went down and then went way back up because a lot of what was rumored to be Trump supporters came out and started purchasing products to balance it out. So I'm not sure the degree to which this is a successful way of doing business if the idea is to make a profit. However, having these ideals and promoting an ideologically driven corporation, I think that it will resonate with a lot of people who are Airbnb supporters, Airbnb clients.
We hear these conversations about how, as a consumer, you can use your wallet to support the things that you believe in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on a large scale, as we see things like this, does that mean that there's a company side to this too that might change the landscape of consumerism long term?
Originally, we thought about boycotts. And as a social scientist, we've been studying boycotts since at least the civil rights movement. And in this day and age, I think we're seeing the flip side of that, where corporations are coming out and they're starting to take a stand based on their ideology as well. And Airbnb is just doing something, I think, from reading what they were willing to say publicly. I mean, I think my guess is that that decision to deactivate those accounts was not made to gain consumers and to gain money. I think it was based on, you know, having strong beliefs about taking a stand about hate.
Dana Fisher, she's professor of sociology at the University of Maryland. Dana, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Hey, while we are talking big tech startups right and wrong, a battle between VC firm Benchmark Capital and former CEO and current board of directors member at Uber, Travis Kalanick, got a little ugly this week. Benchmark is suing, saying Kalanick's trying to pad the board with loyalists to help him avoid any more scrutiny for trouble and get him back into the big chair. The company is still valued at $70 billion, by the way. No wonder there's lawsuits. You know what I'm going to say, right? Yep, it's Silicon Valley time. Today, my guest is Saran Yetbarik, founder of the Code Newbie podcast and programmer community. Saran, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Ooh, I am ready.
Woo. All right, let's go. Less than 24 hours.
That is how long it took for everybody to freak out about the fact that Disney's going to pull all of its stuff from Netflix in 2019.
I mean, I feel like I should just give that to you because that's such a good guess from the tech news this week. I'm actually looking for something slightly different, though. This is how long it took for the app FaceApp to remove its ethnicity filters.
Oh, gosh.
Did you see this story?
Yes.
Yeah, so the app has these filters that can make you look older or a different gender by changing the look of your face. And on Wednesday, it added Asian, Black, Indian, and Caucasian filters into the mix. Those filters were gone hours later because, shocker, people were not pleased.
Yes, I feel like all you needed was just one person of color to tell you, maybe don't do that.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, 15%.
Is this the percent of female engineers who gave their notice to Google this week after that guy wrote that sexist screed?
No, that's a really good guess. That's a really good one. But this one is about food. This is how much Blue Apron stock went down on Thursday morning after they released their first earnings report.
It's tough to be a tech company with like one very specific service as a public company nowadays. I got something for you. One video streaming platform.
CISO that NBC Universal is taking down their comedy platform thing that is totally gone bust and nobody cares about it or has heard of it before today.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I have no idea what you're talking about, and that's
See?
Not the number I was
and that's why
for.
It's taking they're taking it down.
I'm looking for Facebook's announcement of its new video streaming platform called Watch. I feel like this is another example of Facebook kind of copying Snapchat, or maybe it's copying YouTube.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to do the whole eye tracking thing so that they can learn more information about what you look at and then sell your soul to advertisers?
That is a part of the tech future that I don't think I'm ready for, of them like knowing where my eyes are going.
No.
All right. What do you got for me?
Okay, $20 billion.
The worth of some Chinese ride-hailing app. I don't know.
No, that is how much Netflix is in debt.
Man, this is really going to date me. But like the thing that I think of is like Big Pimpin' Spendin' the G's. Except
yeah,
it's like
that's
Spendin'
a great
the Billions.
That's a classic.
Saran Yitbarek is founder of Code Newbie. Saran, thanks for playing Silicon Tally with me.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.